Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth, the radio feature of House on the Rock Family Ministries. And you know, we're committed to helping you build your families. And we do that by helping churches like yours become much more proactive in their approach to family ministry. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to visit our website, pebblesoftruth.com, there'll be plenty of information there and some more information that you can pick up and download as well. But you know, Bruce, we've been chatting a little bit over the last couple of weeks about how we can get our children ready to go back to school. At least, Bruce, on my street, it seems like we've got her done. Most of the kids in our area have probably gone back to school already.
Yeah, and that's right. And so our wives are both back at school as well.
Yes, they are. So what are we going to talk about today?
Well, I thought, Cap, that since we've been chatting about the transitions that some of our children have gone through, moving from elementary to middle school to high school, it might be good to stay on that transition theme. And for many of the parents listening, they're going through a very powerful transition that's taking place in the lives of their children, the changes that their kids are going to go through in this time of adolescence.
Right. These changes that come with those wonder years, I guess called puberty, those spurts that no one ever wants to go through again. The squeaky voices and the awkward uncoordination, and not to forget the hormonal rushes.
You got it, Capster, and you're right. And none of us are ever signing up for a second helping of all those fun things that happened. But, you know, now we as parents have to live through these same things with our kids, and we need to help our kids negotiate all the challenges that come into their lives as they grow up from being little boys and girls to becoming young men and young women. And even as much as we'd like to, we cannot stop that process from happening.
You know, Bruce, we often thought it would be kind of fun to freeze-dry our kids at various stages in life.
Well, Karen and I did too, and we found out, like you, that each stage has its pluses and its minuses.
Even puberty?
Yeah, even puberty. The Bible tells us that we're to be thankful when trials and tribulations come our way because they're making us more like Jesus.
Well, good. Well, let's get started, shall we?
All right. Well, we're going to talk about seven key transitions that are going to take place over the course of these years of puberty and your children's lives, and the changes are going to take place physically, mentally, morally, socially, and their emotional makeup, their identity development, and the key area of spiritual or faith development. But before we go through each of these transitions, I'd like to just make a couple introductory observations, and that is puberty is not just a season of transition for our children. It's going to be a time of change and challenge for us as parents as well. Because as our kids are emerging into adulthood, they're going to need more from us. They're going to be going through and experiencing some uncontrollable changes that are going to cause them to be a little anxious, a little fearful, a little confused. Their feelings for us as parents are going to change, drastically change. The power of their friends, the peer pressure, the sway of the world is going to become overwhelming and stand against us as parents, especially in the area of values and faith. And they're going to battle some negative feelings about themselves as they develop in their body image. And they're going to develop a different grid for what's right and what's wrong, and they may even question their faith. So we as parents need to prepare ourselves for this voyage because there may be some stormy seas ahead for us as our children negotiate this time. So we're going to spend the next 7 weeks talking about each of these changes one at a time. But please know that we're only going to be scratching the surface here. So I want you to visit our website, pebblesoftruth.com, for some more resources to help you. And we're hoping to do something a little different to supplement this series. And why don't you take a minute, Cap, and tell them about it.
Well, thank you. We're going to be hosting a What's Happening to My Teen seminar at Community Bible Church in Marietta, Pennsylvania, on Saturday, October 31st from 9 to 12. You are welcome to go out onto our website, again, pebblesoftruth.com, get some more information about that, and we'll look forward to seeing you there. So until next time, keep building your house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.